With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. 50,000 people turned out for the funeral of John Paul Sartre in 1980. Extraordinary when you consider that Sartre was only a writer and philosopher, not a rock singer or a movie star. 8 years after his death come two biographies. One is by Ronald Heyman and published by Simon & Schuster. The other by Annie Cohen Solal was published in France in 1985 and now translated into English in an edition published by Pantheon.
He was very, very small. He was very ugly. Each of his eyes was looking in a different direction.
That's Annie Cohen Solal, who says that Sartre's physical appearance failed to prevent him from engaging in many amorous affairs. In fact, Sartre's interest in the opposite sex came early when, as a child, he used marionettes to attract the girls. Then later,
when he started writing plays, he would write them to seduce his girlfriend.
Sartre's father died when the boy was 11.
He was an only child brought up by his mother, with whom he was madly in love.
Cohen Solal says that Sartre was surrounded by books as a child.
He was a little boy who started to write very, very early, whose mother helped him in this direction. She was more like more of a sister than a mother.
In a major school exam in 1929, Sartre placed first. Coming in second was Simone de Beauvoir.
Sartre was never very much interested in her. He said she was sympathetic, good-looking, but very, very badly dressed.
But his relationship with de Beauvoir stretched over 50 years. Sartre studied in Berlin, taught high school philosophy, was a German prisoner of war, the leader of a French resistance movement, an exponent of existentialism, and by 1945 was at the center of French intellectual life. Annie Cohen Solal's biography of John Paul Sartre was published by Pantheon Books. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In a major biography of John Paul Sartre, Annie Cohen Solal writes of an important event in French intellectual life. On October 29, 1945, Sartre delivered his famous lecture on existentialism. It took place in a Paris auditorium, which was rushed by an over-enthusiastic crowd, the box office destroyed.
The next day, the man who had organized everything met him at the Café de Flore and said, Look, we're sorry, we can't even pay you anything we had promised, because everything was broken by the crowd who came.
Annie Cohen Solal says that from the day of that lecture, the French intellectual world revolved around Jean-Paul Sartre.
The name of Sartre was on every mouth.
Sartre did not invent existentialism, a doctrine of German origin. In fact, Annie Cohen Solal quotes him as once saying he didn't even know what it was. But Sartre became its leading exponent.
Became the fashion, the gossip of Parisian dinners.
Existentialism holds that each person exists as an individual in a purposeless universe.
The lesson of existentialism was, you know, take your own life in your own hands.
And Cohen Solal says that Sartre used many devices to explain existentialism.
There were many ways he would express the same thing. He would express it throughout abstract philosophical books, or he would express it throughout plays.
Jean-Paul Sartre was awarded the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1964, but refused it for reasons that are not entirely clear, although Cohen Solal says that Sartre did not want to be embalmed alive, made into a living statue. Annie Cohen Solal's illuminating biography of Jean-Paul Sartre was published by Pantheon Books. Coincidentally, Simon & Schuster has also published a biography of Sartre, written by British author Ronald Heyman. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The great love in the life of French writer-philosopher Jean-Paul Sartre was writer Simone de Beauvoir. Their relationship lasted 50 years, despite Sartre's many affairs. But biographer Annie Cohen Solal says that from 1945 to 1950, Sartre had an intense relationship with a woman he met in New York, a woman Cohen Solal identifies only as Dolores V. Cohen Solal says Sartre broke with Dolores in the way that he ended most of his affairs.
When he would stop a love affair, he would say to the woman, look, you know, I don't love you anymore, but here's a flat, and I'll give you some money every month.
Dolores refused, later speaking bitterly of the hostility among Sartre's friends who were opposed to their relationship. Cohen Solal says it's a myth that Jean-Paul Sartre was a communist, although he was an ardent leftist.
French intellectual life is very complex, and the leftist intellectuals belong to very different origins.
In fact, the communists were brutal in their verbal attacks on Sartre.
Nobody in France has been as much hated as Sartre by the Communist Party.
But Sartre did seem politically unsophisticated at times, naively embracing Fidel Castro, for example. However, he was concerned about the plight of the backward nations, and it was Sartre who popularized the term Third World. Annie Cohen Solal believes that Sartre will be remembered both as a literary figure and as a fighter for people's rights.
He would write philosophy, he would write novels, he would write plays, he would write movies, he would write songs.
Annie Cohen-Sellal says that the intellectual void left by Sartre's death has not been filled. Her biography of Sartre was published by Pantheon. At the same time, Simon & Schuster has also published a biography of Sartre by the British writer Ronald Heyman. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.